but live
on Blog Talk Radio for Sports Club. I'm your host, Jeremy the Impact York.
Welcome in. Happy Thursday. Lots of fun things going on, as always. Tons of fun, as we like to say. Trust me, we are going to get into all kinds of different things today. Maybe one of the guys will drop in here and there with some takes. It should be a lot of fun, really. I said tons of good stuff going on. This is Brocktober. We will get into why it's called Brocktober. I'm sure a lot of you guys can figure that out. Because we are not pertaining to the UFC fighter. We are not pertaining to the best friend of Ask Ketchum. So we will get into that here shortly. I do have everybody's picks. I think you guys are going to like some of those. Because we are getting a crunch time for a few teams, even though we're just a handful of games in. I do want to thank Impact Media, Blog Talk Radio, and everybody else for helping make this show possible. Shout out to all the people that I had discussions with in the past few days, even. Lots of good discussions, lots of good debates. Falcons fans, there is actual good news today. And yeah, you know what? I'll go ahead and drop that now. I'll talk a little bit later. Talk some more Falcons a little down the road. And then, we'll circle back. Good news. Grady Jarrett was back on the practice field today. That's good. That's one more back. That's one back. That's one you're worried about. Always good to have the defenders coming back. You know, a lot of them are on IR. You may not see them again. You had Devontae Freeman, who was put on IR. They think he may be back by maybe week 15. Man, I don't even want to think about that. Good thing they still have Tevin Coleman, and good thing they have Ito Smith. Fun tidbit about him for a lot of people that didn't know. Ito, he is named for Judge Ito from the O.J. Simpson trials. That's, didn't know that either. I was able to learn that. But, yeah, one more back, and the running game will be okay. But, man, it'd be good to see Freeman back on the field. I guess we'll have to wait a little bit before that. He ended up just needing surgery on, I believe it's a groin. But there's good news and bad news there. Now, let's jump into some stuff. You know, apparently, the first 20 minutes of last week's show did not record. That's why it sounds kind of funny when it starts in with just me and Coach. So, without further ado, I'm going to try to at least talk about the same subject matter. I do not, I doubt I can recreate the exact discussion, but basically, it revolved around Le'Veon Bell and the fact that Le'Veon Bell says he's going to show up, this being the bye week, and he has yet to show up. And as much as I think I understand where he's saying, well, they're just going to run me, they're going to really tax my body, they're going to really do these things. Okay, I get that. For those who don't quite understand maybe where he's coming from, let me just throw this out here. When you're on the franchise tag, it's kind of the equivalent of being a temporary employee or going through a trial period at a place you've worked. A lot of people have done that. You know, sometimes the first 30 days can be 60, can be 90, depending on what happens. You know, if you go through certain temp agencies or things like that, sometimes it can be more than that. But it's to that effect. It's a short-term agreement that you'll be exclusive for that particular place or team. for them to use however they see fit. And you're hoping for a longer deal on the back end of it, obviously. If you're a temporary employee, you want to stay on full time. If you're the franchise tag, you would like to sign a bigger deal to stay with the team and make more money. I mean, obviously, that's a motivation for everybody, whether it's your top or not, is completely different things. You know, sometimes it's you like working there. Sometimes it's opportunity. It could even be you like the location. It could be those kind of things. But ultimately, when you're a temporary employee, it's like being under the franchise tag. So I totally get. I mean, we've all been a temporary employee at some point. Like I said, whether it was officially as though you were part of a temp agency, or in an unofficial capacity where it's, within your first 30 days, we can terminate the agreement and this kind of thing. You know, it, like I said, every place pretty much builds this in, all the way from, you know, McDonald's to Microsoft. So we've all been there. And so we kind of understand. And what makes his a little different is the more he misses out, it's like 14.2, 14.4 that he would make this year under the franchise tag. And last time I checked, there's not a temporary position out there that makes that kind of money. So it's hard for him to put that argument. But money is not the ultimate motivation to him, clearly. Because if it was, he'd start making his, $880,000 a week. Pretty much what James Conner is making, I believe, this entire season. But I think it's just the pride and the way this whole thing has been handled and the opportunity. He's been the workhorse back. He's been arguably one of the top two backs since he's been in the league. And yet the Steelers act like he's the old Chevy in the yard. Yeah, we're going to keep driving that until the wheels fall off. We're going to glue them on and just keep driving. You can't do that with people. I mean, you can. A lot of people do it. But he kind of felt as though he was a piece of property more than a person. And I'm not totally taking his side on this, because in a way I don't have a problem whatsoever with what Pittsburgh did. The situation the way they see fit, because no matter what, they were pretty much going to move on from him after this year, I believe, anyway. But let's go this avenue, and then I'm going to circle back. James Conner has not been too shabby taking over duties. In fact, Ben Roethlisberger joked that in his last game in the foreseeable future, that James Conner had a pretty good overall impact. They're on the bye week this week, and supposedly Le'Veon Bell will be back. But he also campaigned that James Conner should not really lose any snaps just because Le'Veon Bell is back on the team. And that I agree with. You should reward the guy who's been here. Too many companies, they reward the new guys, and they don't reward the people that have been there the whole time. Cable and satellite companies are very notorious for this. Let's say you've been with your cable or internet or dish, satellite, whatever. You've been there for 5 years, and we all know that they slowly increase them. There's this fee, there's that fee, there's this, there's that, there's, and it becomes stupid. But, and then, let's say you're paying $100 a month for everything you get, no matter what package it is, paying $100 a month. You've been there 5 years. They're paying, started at 80, bumped it up to 100. It's been 100 for a while. And then I come along and they say, oh, we'll give you everything that guy over there has, or that girl over there. We're going to give you that whole package there, and we're going to do it for $65 a month. That's a great deal to me. I'm going to go ahead and sign up, because that's not only a great deal on top of it, but when I know that normally it would be $100, $65 sounds great. I'm saving $35 a month that I can put towards ESPN Plus or any other subscription service, WWE Network. But then you catch wind of it, and you're like, whoa, I've been here the whole time. I've been giving you guys basically $100 a month since I've been here. Why can you not give me the break? Oh, well, you're not a new customer. Well, yeah, but you've been a loyal customer. Is loyalty not rewarded anymore? In a way, it's not. In the NFL, not necessarily. You get the Larry Fitzgerald. You get the Eli Mannings. You get those where loyalty is. But everything is like an ever-changing stock. It's like the world. Just because widgets are popular now don't mean that gidgets aren't tomorrow and legits after that. In the NFL, you're always looking for the next answer, even if you have the current one right now. Now, I have to agree with Big Ben. James Conner deserves the chance to continue to start. We'll see how that plays out because as we circle back around to the first part of it, Le'Veon Bell has yet to show up. You would think he would show up by now, right? Instead of doing rap videos in the Caribbean, instead of all these other things here. And what's not making it any better is that Odell Beckham Jr., another similar, I'm not going to call them divas because they're not, but another outspoken player with a big personality, he's been pretty critical of Eli Manning. Do I have a problem with him being critical of him? No. Once again, this is on a very, very, very minor, smaller scale from this. This is the Kaepernick situation. I don't have a problem with the message that Odell Beckham's putting out there because, hey, we all have opinions. And two, I don't know if anybody's seen Eli Manning play in the last handful of years. It's the skills are diminishing a little bit. Eli, I don't know who keeps lying to you and saying that you're still as good as you were when you won championships because they're lying to you. Now, he hasn't completely fallen off a cliff. He's not in Blake Bortles territory, but I don't know what territory he's actually in. But once again, I don't have a problem with what Odell Beckham Jr. said. It's the method that I have an issue with. And the method is that he sits down with he sat down with make sure I'm going to look this up just to I don't want to get this wrong. I want to make sure. Yeah. So at some point, Eli Manning gets criticized by not only Odell Beckham, but by Lil Wayne, who is pretty upset that Eli, I guess, doesn't follow him on Instagram or something. Apparently, they're both Louisiana guys, and I don't even know if they've met. And if you ask Eli Manning 100 times who Lil Wayne was, I'm not sure how. Probably two or three times out of that, he may actually know. And it's just two different worlds. It's no disrespect to Lil Wayne. It's just Eli's doesn't really strike me as somebody who keeps up with modern rap and hip hop. So Lil Wayne is what it is. But at some point, Beckham Jr. sits down for an ESPN interview that Lil Wayne's in on, which I have no idea why that's even a thing. That's useless. That's like the media trying to tell us there's a quarterback controversy in Philadelphia. Yeah. Have you seen them play lately? Exactly. But we have these guys that are, I don't have a problem with the messages they're sending with Bell and Beckham. But it's the method. Le'Veon, you've made your point. Last video I saw that you posted, you looked a little on the chunky side, like maybe you might have lost a few steps just because you haven't been training at the level you usually have. Maybe he's had an injury this entire time. Maybe that's why he's sitting out. I doubt it, though. The only injury he seems to have is a bruised ego. And last time I checked, that won't get you on the IR. But Odell Beckham, as much as, once again, I agree with your method. I mean, your message. As good as Saquon Barkley is, at this particular juncture right now, between his catching out of the backfield, his elusiveness, his power game, all his speed and everything, Saquon Barkley probably a top running back in this league right now. Odell Beckham Jr., probably a top five wide receiver in this league. They got, Sterling Shepard. They've got the tight end everybody likes. They've got a pretty decent offensive line. And as good as Saquon Barkley is, Eli can't get the ball to the other playmakers. He can barely get it to Saquon. As good as Saquon is, they still lost by, three touchdowns on the national scale? Yeah. Giants, you made the wrong choice in grabbing a running back at number two when Sam Darnold was on the board. Want to know how good Sam Darnold is? He scored like 35-plus points in the last couple games. He continues to throw to receivers you couldn't name in a police lineup. In fact, half the time their mothers probably wouldn't recognize him. You got B-level running backs, but running backs that are cast off from other places. An okay, kind of suspect at times, kind of iffy, kind of weird offensive line. They're trying, just not quite there yet. So he's playing with a misfit band of toys, and he's putting up 30 points a game. And as good as Saquon Barkley is, the Giants are still losing by two or three touchdowns every week. And in fact, they're like 1-5 at this point. Justin Herbert, hope you like blue. You're going to go from orange to blue. I just putting that out there. But I guess to cap this, since I kind of went in a couple different directions, to cap this, Le'Veon either show up or just continue to sit out, you know. But don't be surprised if from the time you show up and sign your tender that you never play a snap for the Pittsburgh Steelers. If I was them, I would have a deal in principle that as soon as you signed with us, as though I was the Steelers, part of the Steelers. I'm not. But the Steelers, that as you signed with them, I would immediately say, all right, and you've been traded to Arizona. You've been traded to Houston. You've been traded. It doesn't matter. You've been traded to the Jets. From the time you signed, I would say, well, thanks for signing. Your new home is here. You wouldn't play another down with me at all. Just at a pure principle, if anything. And as far as Odell, I don't mind you being a little outspoken. Do keep in mind you share a locker room with the guy you were talking about. A little bit of respect. Not just respect your elders, just a little bit of respect. And because saying this is not going to change anything. How you change this is keep to go out and continue to play at a high level. Because everybody knows you're a top five, maybe top three wide receiver in this league. Yet when you don't have those kinds of numbers, they'll start looking around and realize where the problem is, and that's when management will move. But let's move on. Let's move on, right? We need to move on for various reasons, but we mainly need to move on because we got a bunch to cover. I do want to get into some Major League Baseball playoffs. Didn't get a chance to last week, but we will definitely look into that this week. But let's start with this. Welcome to Brocktober. Like I said, we're not talking about the UFC fighter. We're not talking about the former president of this country. We are not talking about Ash Ketchum's best friend, as half my audience is laughing and the other half probably wonders what I'm talking about. Pokemon. Just look it up. I'm talking about the Brock star, Brock Osweiler. Yeah, that guy. He's still in the league. Not only is he in the league, he played one of the best games I've ever seen him play. He wasn't that bad. That last year that him and Peyton split time in Denver, he easily kept them in games that Peyton would have done. He was on the same level as Peyton, if not maybe a little above, for a lot of that run. The only reason they put Peyton back in towards the end was it was playoffs, and they wanted Peyton to be the one taking the snap. But no, the Brock star, Brock Osweiler, helps Miami to the overtime win versus Chicago. You know, in overtime, they had a chance to score the touchdown. The running back there, Kenyon Drake, fumbles on the goal line. He thinks it's all over. He keeps toweling his head. They end up getting, after a missed field goal on the other side from Chicago, I can't believe Cody Parkey missed that. All of a sudden, the Brock star leads the Dolphins down the field. They kick the field goal. It was the first game-winning field goal that Sandis, I think is his name, first one he's ever kicked. So, you know, thanks to Osweiler, the Dolphins didn't make didn't make Darius Rucker cry this week. Maybe cried in joy. But the Brock star, man, apparently, when you go back and look at his numbers, plus you look at he's starting again this week, that once again there is this weird gray area as far as the status of Ryan Tannehill. Imagine that. I think the Dolphins secretly want to move on from him and don't have a better way to do it than to just hide behind the excuse that he's not 100%. I would argue he may not ever be 100%. There's a lot of people that function on less than 100% all the time, whether it's in the league, out of the league, you know, all the time. But the Brock star is going to start again this week. It is not a game that we picked. But, I mean, who knows? Albert Wilson likes him. Albert Wilson went to Georgia State. Great receiver. Had all the records up until Robert Davis broke them all. There's a chance Penny Hart will break all those. Danny Amendola likes him. They don't have a problem with Tannehill, but they seem to have some chemistry with Brock Osweiler. So, Dolphins fans, there's hope that you can continue to keep pace with the Patriots and maybe looking at a wild card. Because the Patriots are warmed up and looks like they're ready to go. Seattle completely just railroads the Raiders in London. I would argue that the Raiders didn't go to London the way they played. They might as well not shown up. It would have been probably a smaller score. It just continued. As much as I'm a big John Gruden fan, I have to agree with practically what everybody's saying. Taking 10 years away from the NFL is put John Gruden at such a disadvantage. The Raiders were just goofy enough. Mark Davis is in desperation mode. Granted, it was Pete Carroll, who is top-level coach anyway, but every week, John Gruden looks like he's just over his skis. He looks like the freshman who wanders into senior calculus. It just is, doesn't look there. He's getting out-coached. Something that he not only prides himself in, something that he is fantastic at. But now he's getting out-coached. So they're going to have to do something. Seattle put up the big win. They were able to, they looked really good. They looked really, really good. Jets and Colts. Thing you need to know about the Jets and Colts game is not even who won or who lost. This is a great quarterback battle. I just talked about one of their guys, the Jets quarterback, Sam Darnold. The one that, you know, the rival, the people that share the stadium with the Jets, the Giants, should have took. Went toe-to-toe with Andrew Luck, the returning Andrew Luck. Coming off that big shoulder surgery, he's starting to look better and better. And as long as he can stay healthy, he's going to do some really good things. But watching these two work look like two chess masters in a world tournament or something, world championship. It's just, oh, you did this? Well, I can do this. Oh, you did that, so I'm going to do this. So it was just constantly just a great, great battle. For those of us who got to see it, you got to see something special that hopefully we get to see a lot in the next couple of years. As long as both of them stay healthy, Sam Darnold and Andrew Luck can continue to be top competition in this league. And depending on how long they stick around, maybe they're the thorn in Brady's side that has been missing ever since Peyton retired. But, like I said, Jets and Colts, both those teams, not very skilled in most of the major positions. And yet, these two are propelling them into winning situations, seems like, every week. Pittsburgh had to use a late rally, including a touchdown pass from Ben Roethlisberger to Antonio Brown, you know, the star that shows up. As they get the win in Cincinnati, that was with 10 seconds to go. I still am enjoying the circus carnival ride that is the Cincinnati Bengals, and you should too. Enjoy them for everything. Usually it's because of the chaos. This time they are fun to watch. They are exciting. And, you know, I'm going to continue to roll with them throughout the year. It's not necessarily that I'm going to pick them in every game. No, it's nothing like that. This, you know, just, I don't know, maybe it's the colors, maybe it's Andy Dalton, I'm not sure what it is, but Cincinnati is just like my new pet project for the year. Shout out AQ Woods as always. Shout out to everybody's favorite country musician here on the show, Connor, who's a big Cincinnati fan as well. They're just fun, and we'll get more into that here in a minute. Nathan Peterman, I think that's his name, or Peterson, or it doesn't matter. He's about to be Nathan Unemployed for the Bills. Threw a pick six as Houston was able to return that and beat Buffalo 20-13. Yeah, Buffalo, you had a shot. Between you and the Giants, are you're the worst teams. You're not close. Yours is a lack of talent. The Giants is, they don't know what they're doing. But this is how bad it is for old Nate. You know, Josh Allen starter, he hurt his elbow. They put Nate in, Nate Dogg here. Nate Dogg does so bad, he's getting benched for Derek Anderson, who they signed last week. Derek Anderson's a really good quarterback. He started before. He usually was the backup in Carolina behind Cam. He can easily run that offense as well, but It's just that shows. Even Osweiler wasn't benched like this. Paxton Lynch wasn't benched like this. In fact, at this point, Buffalo, you might want to give Paxton a call. He'll be better than what Nate's been doing. You had a chance to win that one against a struggling Houston team, and you blew it. So it is what it is. The Cowboys. How about them Cowboys? Cowboys.
It's funny because it's true. It's funny because it's true.
I don't know if our sounds are working, but we'll try it this way. Yeah, I got to go Kansas City on this one.
It's funny because it's true.
There we go. And I'm going to keep riding that train. I do like Cincinnati. They do have a chance to win this, but they've got to play better on the road than they have previously. They're not the world's best road team. This leads us to the Monday Night Football game, which is the New York Football Giants at the Atlanta Falcons. It's going to be a fun game. Hot Atlanta, once again, nobody calls it that. Atlanta is going to be buzzing all day. It's going to be really fantastic. Traffic will be really bad around Atlanta all day long. So try to get there early if you're going to. Everybody, Cody took Atlanta. Coach took Atlanta. Reggie took Atlanta. I don't know why. I still don't fully believe. I like what I saw, but I didn't see enough to do it yet. Just like I said, so far I'm not back on the train yet. Give me somehow. I don't know if Eli gets knocked out and somebody else comes in. I don't know if the defense scores some points or something, but for some reason, give me the New York Football Giants to win this. And, you know, I guess that is what it is. But that's going to do it for us this week. Appreciate everybody that tuned in live and all of you guys that are going to download this. I am Jeremy the Impact York. Appreciate you guys joining us on Sports Club. Welcome to Brocktober. For Coach, for Cody, for Reggie, for everybody here at Impact Media and Blog Talk Radio, we will see you guys next week. How about them Cowboys? Oh, baby,
Was that not clear without the bam? Yeah, okay. Bam! What?